Hello, what's up, and welcome back to Mindfully Moody. It's Hannah, and I am here coming at you with a solo episode. As I was thinking about what topic I wanted to talk about today, I was coming at you with this episode about like how to make your dreams come to life, which was super like on my heart last week. And then now I just show up and I'm like, I don't even feel like I want to talk about that. I feel like I kind of just want to shoot the shit and like kind of just like walk you guys through what I've been going through. I am currently in my luteal phase. So girls who track their cycle, you know what it's like. And this is the whole thing about being mindfully moody. You know, as you are in your luteal phase, you're aware that your hormones are probably going crazy and like, you know, you're having some feelings of maybe negativity or feeling sad or feeling anxious, right? Feeling up and down. That's the whole thing with mindfully moody. It's like we are going to have emotions. We're going to feel highs. We're going to feel lows. But if we can always return back to the mindful moments and just mindfulness in general and being aware that those feelings are there and there's parts of us that maybe are feeling sad or parts of us that are maybe feeling anxious or like whatever it might be, it almost like lessens that state of you feeling that like sadness or that anxiousness or whatever. This morning, it's Easter Sunday, so by the time you're listening to this, Easter will be past, but my friends have a monthly review and it was just so beautiful to be able to show up in my friend group and be like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it today. Like, I'm feeling a little bit sad. I'm feeling like a little anxious about life. Like, you know, like I'm not where I'm supposed to be kind of thing. And to have friends that like celebrate that and they're like, hell yeah, like good for you for like owning it and like speaking what you're feeling rather than coming on with a mask, right? A lot of times we try to just show up in different circles that we're in, like everything's perfectly fine or we're good or just, you know, pushing things under the table. And it's like by me being able to own how I'm feeling, all of the emotions, the entire range of the emotions, I'm honoring myself in those moments. And then I'm also giving myself the opportunity to get support from other people and also normalizing that it's not normal to be on 100% of the time. One of my friends was like, you know, it's just funny seeing things in person versus like Instagram. Like they are so different. Like Instagram totally is the highlight reel. He's like, your Instagram is thriving. And it's like, yeah, because I'm posting like when those moments when I'm feeling like super high or super excited or super energized or super inspired. And then it's like online, right? We're not showing as much of like the reality of the situation. Like, damn, you know, even though I have this highlight reel on Instagram, it's like sometimes I do feel sad. Sometimes I do feel anxious, and that's fine. That's part of the human experience. This last month, I had so many highs. I went to Guatemala on a 7-day retreat. Then we had Sarah's bachelorette party in Miami, which was so much fun. Like just being with all the girls from San Francisco and like celebrating Sarah and like all of the love. Like I had a lot of highs this month. And I think, you know, with the highs do come lows because it's like I was very energized off of like going and doing all this exciting stuff. And then now I'm kind of like at that tail end, like I can't hold that highness all of the time. And I am learning to accept that and love that. Like life is filled with ups and downs, highs and lows. Like, right, sometimes we're literally like on top of the world. Like all the clients are coming in. Maybe we're getting a promotion at work. Maybe we're making new friendships. We're going on these amazing dates. You know, we're whatever, getting new opportunities. We're making new connections. Like we're feeling going on trips. Like we're feeling so high. And then sometimes life slows down and it's like, okay, maybe I haven't been on my routines and now I'm not feeling as good as I usually do. Or damn, I'm not feeling like the client's coming in at this moment. So like, if you can just imagine, I'm like waving up and down, like the highs are so beautiful, but there's also room to appreciate the lows as well. Like, I mean, I'm not like depressed or sad, like super sad or anything, but I can tell that there are lower vibe emotions happening at this moment in time because I am in my luteal phase and I just had a super high month in March. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with having some low vibe emotions for a moment in time. And that's why I wanted to make this episode, just to normalize, like, it's okay to not feel on 100% of the time. And I don't think that's realistic to feel on and feel like 100% happy, like one all the time. Of course, like, I mean, maybe that's the goal, right? Like, I do desire to feel happy and like energized and excited and all of that. But without the low feelings, we probably wouldn't be recognizing and appreciating all of the high moments, you know? So this is just like a reminder of like wherever you are right now, right? If you are feeling sad, if you're feeling happy, if you're feeling just okay, if you're feeling normal, like welcoming in all levels of emotion. And if you are having a hard day or a sad day, or if you're feeling like, you know, you've been in this state of feeling down for a couple of days, like remembering that you have practices that you have learned. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, like, you know that we are always sharing tools that you could use when you are feeling in those moments of feeling a little bit lower, to like return back to yourself and give yourself love. Like, everything always does truly come back to like love. So when you are, whether like you're in your luteal phase, or maybe you're like going through a breakup, or you're having struggles with your family, or maybe you lost your job, or your business isn't going as expected, like remembering that you can always return back to the practices that bring you back home to yourself. For me, like what I'm about to do, like, because I'm feeling like I'm low energy and I'm like, it's about to be a new week. Like, I want to lift myself up. I want to do things that are going to, like, you know, make me feel like in a more like just balanced state, closer to my heart. Like, I'm about to embark on a little self-care journey on this Sunday. It's 5:45 and I'm about to, after this podcast, I'm going to get a bath going, okay? I'm going to put a little bath bomb in it. I'm going to romanticize my life. This is how I get my energy like back up and like back in my vibe. Even though it's okay if I want to stay in that like sadness or stay in that like low energy feeling, I can stay there. But I also am choosing to take this moment to nurture myself. So I'm about to get the bath going, okay? And maybe this is some inspiration for you. And I, as the bath is going, I'm going to take my nail polish off my toes because your girl needs a fresh mani. And then my toes are going to soak as I'm in the bath. I'm going to get a bath bomb. I'm going to get some salts. I'm going to get some like lavender oil. Maybe I'll put on like a cute little like podcast or something, or maybe just listen to some like spiritual music and just like vibe out. Maybe like meditate in the bath, do some breath work, like just chill, reflect, practice gratitude. It is Easter Sunday. There are so many things to be grateful for in life. So maybe like practicing reflection and just really like enjoy that, like be in my feminine and like enjoy the senses that I'm experiencing in the bath. And then I'm going to make an amazing dinner. I'm going to make a burger. I'm going to have some sweet potatoes, some broccoli. I'm going to meal prep for the week and get like my week super prepped and prepared. And just to make it easy on myself, make things a little bit easier on me this coming week. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cozy up. I'm going to make a nice glass of tea. And I'm going to watch like, oh, you know what I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch Avatar. Like the newest one. I don't know where I'm going to find that, but I'm going to watch Avatar because like I just love that movie. Just like, even though it's like actually there's some like hard parts in that movie, Avatar just makes me, yeah, makes my heart sing. So I'm probably going to watch some Avatar and just chill out, relax, and give myself some loving, some nurturing. Because it's been crazy. It's been a crazy like few weeks. And now I'm just like going back into this like nesting, settling mode. I think like for me, when I like go, I notice this about myself. Like I was going so much in March and I just cannot believe that April is already here. My birthday month, April, it's Aries season, baby. We're about to be entering. Maybe we are in Aries season. We are in Aries season. Okay. Hello, Aries season. What is good? We are back. And I just want the month of April to be effortless, to be flowy, for me to be in my feminine, but also for me to like get some shit done. Like in March, as I was gone for so long, I felt like I wasn't like as quote unquote productive because I was really in my fun era, even though I got made so many things, like progressed on so many things. But I feel like April is going to be like the fun month, but also like locking down, like getting like some things going in my business, like making some new connections and dating. Girls, I need to tell you about the dating experiences. We've been going through some our serious dating era this year, and it has been super fun. That also brings in highs and lows when you are constantly like going out with people, meeting new connections, making new, you know, relationships with people. And then like, you're like, oh, I like this person. I don't like this person. This person's interesting. It's like a whole whirlwind there. We need to be like mindfully moody dating or episode or something, because girls, the dating scene is serious. Austin dating scene also is like interesting, because I feel like, of course, there are people who want to settle down, but then I feel like there are a lot of like Peter Pan syndrome situations that like people don't want to settle down. Like people are like, it's a young city, it's a fun city. There's so many like different types of people, so many options that it's like, I'm finding that like there also aren't, there's that like group of guys that like they just want to like stay on the dating scene and like continue to date other girls, which is amazing for them. I love that for them. But I noticed that a lot of girlfriends that I talk to are like experiencing this. So I'm wondering, like, are people experiencing this in other cities, wherever you're listening from? I know San Francisco is the same. I think that's kind of like that dating energy in a lot of big cities when people are focused on their careers, people are focusing on business, right? And like the Peter Pan syndrome. People don't want to grow up. I mean, right? It's a fun city. Austin is a fun city. I don't really want to grow up either. This episode is literally going to be all over the place. And like, I don't even care, because sometimes the episodes just need to flow like this. Along the same lines of going, you know, not wanting to grow up. It's so weird, you guys. I'm about to turn 32. And like, I feel so young still. Like, I feel like a kid. Like, the way I'm playing, the way I'm experiencing life, the way I see life, like, things that me and my friends do, like, I feel like I'm 24. Like, energetically, I feel like I'm 24. I mean, like, I'm super mature, I think, right? I mean, like, I have my own business. I'm, like, emotionally intelligent, like, all of these things. But, like, I feel like in my heart, like I do feel like a kid still, of like wanting to go have fun and like do cool things. And like, I guess that's not like, I don't need to put an age on that, right? And maybe that's society. Like society says that you have to be like serious and like have a family and like have kids and like focus on that era of your life when you're in your 30s. But like, nobody says that like, you know, you should still continue to have fun like as you get older. Like they just focus more on like business, career, and family. But like, I think prioritizing fun and like finding that stuff that lights you up and brings you joy your entire life is so important. So I'm also doing a lot of reflecting as I come into my birthday month. And yeah, a lot of emotions again come up with that, with like the highs and the lows. Like, amazing. Like, I love that I'm going to be getting 1 year added to the calendar. I'm trying to watch what I say, because I'm like, I'm not trying to tell my energy I'm aging. Energetically, I'm getting younger by the years. Anyways, it's interesting. I like getting older, quote unquote, because it's like I become more wise. I become more successful. I become more myself, which is such a beautiful thing. But then inside of me, right, the duality, the highs and the lows, it's like we have these highs of amazing things with aging and getting older and having a birthday and like getting more experience. But then with that, on the flip side of the coin, it's like this fear of not being where I desire to be right at this age, or like not being married yet, or not having children yet, right? It's like this like internal clock thing that, like, you know, we all know about the internal clock for women. So then there's like that fear that sets in, right? Of when I think about turning 1 year older, like, okay, but I'm going to be this age and now I'm not at this point yet. So I'm going to do my best to not have that like comparison of like where I think I thought I would have been at this age, rather than just really focus on the good that comes from this birthday, right? And like all of the blessings that I've experienced in the last year, and like the excitement of what is about to come in this next new year. And like, this is just such a lesson of like everything in life. Every single thing in life can have highs and can have lows. And it matters how we perceive that thing. I have been huge in the sense of like reframing situations, right? Like even when I am having sad days like this, I'm like in the car, I'm driving, I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling like a little anxious, or I'm like, I'm feeling a little sad today, you know, like the highs of March are over. I try to reframe it. Like, yes, it's beautiful to sit in that sadness, sit in that anxiousness sometimes. But if you don't want to sit in that, I'm like such a advocate for reframing your situation. I was even driving in the car, I was going to the dog park today, and I was like, okay, I'm noticing that I'm feeling this, I'm experiencing this. And it's like, and that's beautiful, because by me experiencing these levels, this level of emotion, this is pulling me out and getting me actually to the space that I want to be in, because it's having me reflect on things in my life that maybe I was doing or partaking in or whatever in general that maybe weren't serving me to my highest ability, right? That weren't, maybe I was doing things that weren't connected to my highest self. So because I'm in this current state, it's showing me something. And I see this as a reflection, as a lesson of that I have the ability to make different choices to make myself feel better, to, you know, lift myself up, to do whatever it is that's going to get me out of the state into a state that I actually desire to be in. Of course, we all want to feel good. Like, if you could feel happy 100% of the time, would you? Yeah, I'm sure. Like, that's what we're striving for. So, but the goal isn't to escape the sad emotions or escape the hard feelings, like, right, to do anything to get out of those feelings. It's more to accept those feelings, that they're there, and appreciate them and see them, what they're trying to show you. Like, I truly want to like fall in love with the low vibe emotions, because they're always there to teach us a lesson, right? If we're feeling, I mean, shit, like when I was feeling some of my most anxious and my most depressed moments, the reframe there, like, and I'm talking about like almost 2 years ago when I was in my corporate job and I like literally felt like I was in jail and I just like needed to get out. Interesting. It was like probably during this time 2 years ago too. Back to the reframe. I am now so grateful for those emotions, you guys. I'm so grateful for those emotions because they showed me what I did not want to experience, and what that pushed me out of that state. I was like, I'm feeling these things and I know that there is something better out there for me. I know that I no longer desire to feel these feelings. So what am I going to do about it? And I quit my job. I freed myself from the anxious thoughts. I freed myself from the depressive, the like constant, not feeling good. And if I wasn't having those feelings, well, who knows? Who knows if it would have pushed me and catapulted me into where I am today with almost having my own business for 2 years. So I think there's such beauty in these quote unquote low vibe emotions, because it teaches us so much about ourselves. Like, luckily for me, I experienced a lot, y'all, like growing up and like in my early 20s, like in terms of like devastation and like, and in terms of like really hard things. So maybe people can't relate to this because I'm just talking about more like normal highs and lows, not like going through a really, really hard situation, like losing a parent or some family member having a sickness or like extreme devastations like that. Like if you are experiencing something like that, like this conversation probably isn't as relevant to you, because if I was listening to this when I was going through devastating times, like in my younger years, I'd probably say like, this is kind of some bullshit. Like, no, I'm going to be sad, I'm going to be angry, all these things. But even those times, like that sadness that I felt taught me something. And like, not everything needs to be a lesson, but like, if there are like feelings that are repeating and you feel yourself resisting to emotions, it's going to get harder and it's going to get more challenging. So when we lessen the resistance to the emotions that we're feeling and we like almost just go like an insider and say like, let me try to understand these emotions. Where are they coming from? Why are they showing up? What are they trying to teach me? It like loosens it. Like think about like if you have a knot in your back, it's like if you just continue to ignore that knot in your back, like it's going to get larger, right? If you're like continuing just like work out and continuing to like be hard on your body and like just ignore the knot in your back, it's just going to get larger and larger and be more painful. But if you have a knot in your back and you decide that you're going to like work it out and like nurture it and like touch it and like give it some attention, that knot is going to be worked out and you're going to feel freer. Damn. I'm like loving this analogy right now, but that's the same with emotions. You know what I mean? Like, how can we love the low parts of us, the sad parts of us, the anxious parts of us, nurture them, become closer to them, try to understand where they're coming from, work them out, right? So we can be free from them. If there's low vibe, like emotions that are constantly coming, how can you become familiar with it? Like, imagine it as a part of you, like a little part of you, a little angry, you know, Hannah, or a little anxious Hannah over there. It's like, what does she need right now? What, why is little Hannah feeling anxious right now? I don't know if you guys are familiar with parts work. Parts work is like a form of therapy, but it's like identifying different parts of you, right? Just because I'm anxious, that like I as a whole am not anxious, that is just one part of me. I also am super happy. I also am super energetic. I'm also like super loving, right? I'm also sad sometimes. I'm also whatever. By not fully associating and saying like, I am sad and that is me, right? No, like that is just a part of me that I'm currently experiencing right now, but that is not me. Okay. You guys are picking up what I'm laying down. It's just like, I wanted to make this episode just for people who may be feeling highs, maybe feeling lows, and just being able to love the experience of the range of emotions that we experience as human beings, because each of those things on the journey are teaching us something about ourselves, teaching us something about our life. And there's so much to love about this journey of life, even when there are like lows and when there are highs. Like, yeah, we can just always be grateful about the life that we live and that we are alive. It's just like a blessing in itself to even be here talking on the podcast, to have a podcast with my best friend, like to have this apartment, speak in this mic and like talk on this computer. Like there's always so, so, so much to be grateful for. So remember that if you are feeling low, if you're feeling sad, like you are an incredible human filled with so much power and so much love. And I hope you remember that and see that every single day because you are so special. Okay, I'm getting all emotional over here, so I'm going to end this episode. I love you guys so much. Me and Sarah love doing this podcast, and we love that you guys are hanging out with us and continuing to come back and listen. If you guys like this episode, please feel free to leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. It really helps us grow this podcast. And yeah, slide into our DMs. Let us know what episodes you guys are vibing with. You guys have any recommendations on what episodes you want us to do let a girl know, and we will see you soon. Sending you so much love.
Peace.